Hey everybody, I am DJ Shockley, and I have three big keys for the upcoming Super Bowl on how the Denver Broncos should be able to beat the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, the Carolina Panthers are 17-1 right now, and you know who that one was? The Atlanta Falcons. So Denver Broncos, pay attention. Number one, you have to contain Cam Newton. Obviously, we know he is a very dynamic player. Once he gets outside the pocket, he can throw from inside the pocket. But the way you contain Cam is get those big defensive ends, rush upfield, the inside guys, the defensive tackles, you must push the pocket. We know Carolina has a couple good ones inside with Star Tulele and K1 Short, but you have to be able to push the pocket. The Falcons did a good job of that. There's a couple plays throughout the Falcons game where they're able to get pressure on Cam Newton, keep him inside the pocket, and then force him to be uncomfortable. Get outside, rush upfield. Von Miller, get upfield. DeMarcus Ware, get upfield, and keep that angle. Do not allow him to get outside the pocket. That's where he is dangerous, as we can know. All right, second key. You must stick with the run game. The Falcons did a good job of sticking with the run game throughout the ball game. Now, when I say stick with it, sometimes it's going to be tough. They have a very good defensive front, like I just talked about with K1 Short and Star Tulele. They do a good job of pushing the pocket. They do a good job of getting across the line of scrimmage. There's a play in the game versus the Falcons where Luke Kuechly has Devontae Freeman dead to rights in the backfield. Devontae does a good job of making him miss and picking up 10, 15 yards. But the biggest key to it is the offensive lineman. You have to get up on the linebackers. Thomas Davis, Luke Kuechly are fast. They're physical. They wreak havoc, and they do a good job of running side to side because of how well the defensive linemen do. All right, last but not least, you must not allow Carolina the explosive plays. The Falcons did this perfectly. There was only one play of over 30 yards in the game versus the Falcons, which was a 31-yard run by Cameron Artis Payne. There wasn't a throw over 20 yards. The longest throw they had was a 19-yard reception by Ted Ginn. Do not allow the explosive plays of Carolina. They feed off of it. They love it. It gets them going. All three phases, it gets them going. If you do not allow them to have the big play, you have a chance to stymie this offense. Make them work for every little thing they have. Three big keys. I just gave them to you, Denver. That is how the Atlanta Falcons beat the Carolina Panthers. That is how you would beat the Carolina Panthers. Good luck in the Super Bowl. But remember, those three keys are the key.